As you may have already surmised, the voice I heard came from Junior the Buzzard. As you may have also surmised, the alleged buzzard who had flown through and destroyed the windshield of Slim's pickup was Junior's old man, Wallace. Whilst Slim was cleaning up the glass and feathers, Junior spiraled down from the sky and landed in the pasture beside his old man.
Pa, as I speak to me, are you hurt? Terrible?
Wallace was lying on his back, with his wings thrown out to the sides and his feet sticking up in the air. He lifted his head and blinked his eyes.
Are you the gatekeeper of this place?
The gatekeeper?
You stutter just like my boy Junior.
I am your boy, Junior.
The old man squinted at him.
No, you ain't. There's some resemblance, but you ain't Junior. He's down below.
Down below, what, Pa?
Down below, on Earth. Do I have to pay to get in this place, or is it free?
Which place are you talking about, Pa?
If you don't know which place you're at, who does? This here's Buzzard Heaven, and I won't in, even if I have to pay.
This ain't Buzzard Heaven, Pa.
What? It ain't? In that case, mister, I ain't going in, and you ain't got horses enough to drag me.
But, Pa...
Get away! Don't you touch me, you buzzard devil!
But, Pa...
Yeah! Suey! Stand back, every one of you, before I have to tear this place apart!
At that moment, Junior gave up trying to talk to the old man and started waddling around in circles, shaking his head and saying,
Oh, my poor baby Pa.
Now, let me say right here that I'd never had much use for old man Wallace. He and I had run into each other on several occasions, and he'd always struck me as a loud, overbearing, self-centered, unfriendly old buzzard. But Junior was a different kind of bird. For one thing, he liked to sing, and anybody who likes to sing can't be entirely bad, even if he happens to be a buzzard. Junior had always treated me fair and square, and even though I didn't approve 100% of his profession and eating habits, I couldn't help liking him. And it appeared to me that right now, he needed a friend. I mean, any time you find two buzzards and they ain't talking about food, something bad has happened. So, I went over to him. Junior, I saw the whole thing, and I know you must be feeling pretty bad right now.
Oh, my poor Pa. Oh, my poor Pa.
Yes, he was a little slow on the takeoff this morning and built a new winder in that pickup there. It knocked him a little silly, appears to me.
Oh, my poor Pa. Oh, my poor Pa.
Junior was still hopping around in circles, repeating that same poor Pa business, and I couldn't see that it was doing either one of them much good. Hold it, Junior. Quit hopping around and listen to me. He quit. You've got to get hold of yourself.
But Pa's hurt bad. And they're talking crazy, and I don't know what to do.
I know, Junior. That's what I mean. You've got to think this thing through and take it a step at a time. Now, in the first place, your old man has had a wreck.
I know.
In the second place, he's hurt pretty bad. And in the third place, he might not pull through.
Don't say that. I wouldn't know what to do if anything was to happen to Pa.
Yes, but you have to face it, Junior. It might come to that.
Oh, my poor Pa. Oh, my poor Pa.
Don't start that again. Hush up and listen. I sat down and put a paw on his shoulder. The cold, hard facts of the matter are that if your old man was a cat, a dog, a rabbit, a deer, a duck, or almost anything but a buzzard, somebody would come along this road, see him out there in the snow, take him home, and nurse him back to health. But, Junior, There ain't many people in this old world who are shopping around for a wounded buzzard to take home. That's as plain as I can make it.
That's a little pretty, a little plain.
Which means that your old man might not pull through.
Oh, my poor pa.
And you have to prepare yourself for that.
I can't do it.
Of course you can. Every coin has a silver lining, Junior. If Wallace doesn't make it, you'll be a free bird. You won't have to ask his permission every time you want to sneeze.
If Pa dies, I won't ever want to sneeze again.
All right, forget sneezing. You can sleep late if you want. You can sing at all hours of the day or night. If you don't want to fly around looking for dead rabbits on the highways, you won't have to.
But I'd starve without Pa.
No, you wouldn't. You'd adjust. You'd find a way to get by. I'm sure this kind of thing happens to buzzards all the time.
Well, maybe.
Think about it, Junior. Hope for the best, but prepare yourself for the worst.
Okay, thanks.
With his head down and his wings drooped to the ground, Junior waddled off to himself. And while Drover and Little Alfred and I watched and listened, Junior sang this song.
My daddy had a wreck today. I think it wrecked his mind. He didn't have a lot to lose. What's lost he'll never find. My daddy's lying in the snow. He thinks he's somewhere and in it new. He's helpless, hopeless, all alone. I don't know what to do. I'm thinking now of how he was this morning on our roost. He woke me up in a tone of a voice to which I've gotten used. He bellered, yelled, and fumed at me and said I'd never amount to much of any other thing at all. I'm lazy and no account. If Pa should die and leave me here, I wonder what I'd do. Spread my wings and fly away and start my life anew. Or would I sit here in the snow and cry myself to sleep? And let the morning find us in one big feathered heap. Think I've had one is it two. This rowdy partnership of ours is strange but also true. I want my Pa for good or bad, forever and a day. And then never mind my freedom, Pa. With you, I'm going to stay.
The three of us listened to Junior's song, and by the time it was over, we all had some moisture in our eyes that didn't come from the snowflakes. There to our left was old man Wallace, lying in the snow and babbling crazy things. And there to our right was Junior, the picture of a defeated buzzard. Drover broke the silence.
Oh my gosh, that was the saddest song I ever heard. It just broke my heart.
Little Alfred sniffed and wiped a tear that was running down his cheek. Now you must understand something about little Alfred. He was still at that magic age when he could talk back and forth with animals. He could understand us and we could understand him. Whereas Slim hadn't heard a word of that buzzard song, little Alfred had heard it all. And you could tell that it had punched him right in the heart bone.
Poor old buzzard. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to help a poor old buzzard.
By this time, my mind was working at full capacity. And in case you haven't been around a head of ranch security when his mind is working at full capacity, I must tell you that it's very impressive. My eyes moved from Junior to Wallace, then swung around to the south and locked on Slim, who was taking the last of the busted glass out of the windshield. Then I turned to Drover and little Alfred. Boys, I think I've got this thing figured out. And then I told them my plan for saving old man Wallace. Whether or not he deserved being saved was a horse with a different collar.